Good morning, Ricky's. Happy Open Line Thursday to all. You're welcome to call us throughout the show at 800-636-1067. That is our phone number, the MGM National Harbor Lister Lines. We are the Junks, and we're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today. I am Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Richard Ricardo.
Hello. Good morning to you.
We're getting there. It's almost Friday.
And John Paul Flame.
What's up, Cakesy?
Hello. That is your show today. You got a three-man junk show getting you through this Thursday. Eric Bickle in Ithaca, New York, watching Cornell volleyball. So you got a three-man show on this Open Line Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Got a lot of NFL today. Talk today. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. He will join the show at 7:20. And, of course, at 8 o'clock, Dave Richard will join us to talk all things fantasy football because week three starts
in how many hours?
14-ish.
14 and a half.
14-ish hours. You have an AFC East matchup. Jets at home. I think that's their home opener. Pretty sure it is.
Because they opened in San Francisco.
And they played at Tennessee last week.
At Tennessee.
So they host the Patriots tonight. So be sure to get your lineups in.
Get your lineups in.
Get all your fantasy football advice from my pal Dave Richard.
Yeah. And man, there's been so many key injuries early in the season.
There's been a lot.
People are scrambling around for backup plans.
You better have some decent depth on your fantasy football benches or you are torpedoed 2 weeks into the season.
I mean, there's one league that I'm completely cooked in already.
Already? You can just look at your roster.
Well, because it's a super flex league.
Yeah.
So you've got two quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And Tua was one of my quarterbacks.
That hurts.
So it's not like you can go on the wire and go get a Baker Mayfield. There's nobody available.
You're gonna go on the wire and be lucky to get like a Will Levis type.
Well, this is who I had to pick up.
Yeah.
I had to pick up. Yeah. His name's Daniel Jones.
The only upside to Daniel Jones is that he actually starts games.
Well,
and that's about the only thing you can say.
Well, I picked up Skylar Thompson, too, who, of course, is to his backup.
Right.
But that's what you get when you are in a super flex league
that's
and one
rough.
Of your guys goes down in the first couple weeks.
Yeah.
You're scrambling around.
It's brutal.
So,
was Malik Willis available? He might not even play because
I think Jordan Love was practicing.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, he was practicing, but he was limited. I can't imagine he's going to go. I know what he said. He said he hopes to play.
I think it's going to be another week. For one more week.
Yeah. But I think he was available, but no, I did not pick him up. I went with Skyler and I went with Daniel Jones.
Very good.
But yeah.
Well, not very good, but it's about all you could do.
No, it's not good at all. I'm done in that league.
Yeah,
0-2.
You're already just punting.
And I had Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first pick.
Yeah.
I went wide receiver heavy in the first few rounds. You're in the same league.
Ah, okay. I can't keep up with all the leagues. I don't even know what league you're talking about.
Yeah, it's the AVA league.
Okay. I am in that league.
You are.
I am well aware.
So my first two picks were Tyreek Hill, Ja'Marr Chase. I said, you know what? I'm going to have a great team.
Or so you thought.
I slept on the quarterbacks a little bit. I pushed them down the draft.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd get some good ones. I got Tua and Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence sucks. Tua's hurt.
Yeah.
And now Tyreek Hill's number is going to go down. So, yeah, it's just one of those years, man.
I feel a little bit like EB in that I'm a little bit bummed that the Commanders don't play until Monday. I kind of want to see that game on Sunday.
Yeah.
I'd like it just early season feels like the Commanders Bengals should be like a 1 p.m. kickoff.
Should be.
Got to wait until Monday night.
Well, it also sucks because you've got to stay up late. You do. I don't.
Oh, that is true. I'll probably be up until midnight.
Because I will get up at Tuesday. I'll try and watch a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Live.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'll get up early Tuesday morning. I'll go right through all the commercials in the halftime, and I'll watch it in about 45 minutes.
I'm stunned that you have the discipline not to like check your phone while you're trying to go to sleep, see what's going on in the game. You just don't have that urge.
No, I want to be surprised.
I have that urge.
You would do it.
I just know that if there's a game ongoing, especially if I have fantasy sweats, and I have fantasy sweats in every game because I'm in like seven leagues,
mm-hmm.
I can't tear myself away from it. I have to be updated on it kind of as it's happening.
No, I can't do that. I usually just wait. I'm going to be surprised in the morning.
Yeah.
I told you I missed some of the game because I had a soccer game at 1 p.m. Right. on Sunday. The worst possible time to schedule a soccer game.
You should talk to whoever runs the league and does the scheduling there.
The commissioner. I mean, it's just a one-hour game.
Yeah, but still, you should call the commissioner and say, look, dude, you understand that the entire country loves NFL football. You're scheduling games at 1 p.m. You need to schedule these games at like 9 a.m.
They have
it could be a field
over 20 fields at the Soccerplex. Okay. You've been there before.
Yeah, sure.
They're awful.
Okay.
They're awful. Well, parking lot jam. They've got games going nonstop.
I would just.
You grew up playing travel soccer. When did we play, Cakes?
I can't remember. That was so
we
long ago.
We played on Sundays.
I would just at least let my voice be heard, and I would lodge a mini protest.
Well, point is, I recorded it. I then watched the second half of Buddy's House, and then I just watched the game, I guess like Jason does, basically on fast forward to watch every play. Sometimes, look, even if he finds out, he's going to have to watch the game anyway. So like finding out the result in advance of him watching the last three quarters doesn't really matter.
I mean, if there's a huge play, if I don't watch the game, there's a huge play at the end of the third quarter, and you guys start talking about it, what do I do?
Right.
I mean, I got to know what happened in the game. So I got to watch every single play.
I don't know if I like that whole fast forwarding and then just I like the flow of just watching it. Like I'm committed to watching the Commanders game for 3 hours, like on a Sunday.
Right.
I like the halftime break. I like the fact that I like the commercials. It lets me go do whatever I need to do for 3 or 4 minutes, come back and re-engage. Just fast forwarding through every play.
You don't even have to fast forward now because if you have just a skip, you just hit 15 seconds and you just, what do you miss? The huddle. That's what you miss.
I don't know that I like that.
You can see every play. Just,
you and I are different.
There's an ebb and flow to NFL games that I like. Just
of course,
by watching it live. Yeah.
But if you're not able to watch it live or you're like Jason who can't stay up past 9:30. Yeah.
I think you guys miss out a lot of the nuances, a lot of what they're discussing in between the players.
You're probably right.
There's definitely some of that.
Yeah. But for 1 week, Drabby, I mean, one week, I gotta do it.
If something comes up,
Even though I mean,
if they played every Monday night, then obviously I probably wouldn't do that. But for one out of 17, I gotta do it.
It's weird. I do like getting nuggets from the broadcast, but I also have gone on record saying I would watch the game if a chimpanzee was doing the play-by-play because it doesn't really matter. Like, I just want to see what's happening in the game. I need to digest.
I was thinking about this the other day.
You know, eventually we're not going to be doing radio anymore. This is the way life is. Mm-hmm. You move on.
Yep.
Are you going to watch Commanders games when you don't have to talk about it? Are you going to watch Commanders games start to finish?
Probably, because it's the NFL.
I'm used to it. It's the game that's in my current home market.
Right, right.
And I'm too much of a miser to pay the $600 or whatever it is for a Sunday ticket. Mm-hmm. So probably yes.
And you're still going to be in fantasy leagues.
Oh, well, that's of course.
You're going to be in fantasy leagues until
I'm in an assisted living facility.
Yeah.
And then I'll have the nurse come help me set my lineup.
Yeah.
You know? I hope she's abreast as to what's going on in the NFL in whatever year that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's depressing, but it's probably true.
I mean, we've been watching, you know, for 30 years, we've been watching the Skins/football team/Commanders.
Yeah, we've been watching a lot of bad football.
A lot of bad football.
Three decades.
But you grew up watching. I know that you're a Niners fan, but you grew up watching games start to finish. I don't understand why that would change when you're 70, when you're 80, whenever the heck you're
you might
watching
be right.
games.
You might be right. I was just thinking about that the other day. But, you know, life's different now.
Right.
I mean, when I was 13 years old, that's all I did. I was planting myself in front of the television. But when I'm 60, I can't imagine.
Pretty much all I do at 54.
Yeah.
Sunday, 12:55 hits, and I've locked in all of my fantasy lineups. I'm pretty much dialed in. There's not really anything else in the schedule. Sunday afternoon.
True, but you kind of know you have to because the NFL, it's a huge topic.
Sure.
So you know we have to talk about it all week.
Got to stay up.
Yeah, but why would it be different than the majority of Americans who are watching?
Life changes. I don't know. Life changes.
You're just pondering life. But your life is going to change in that your kids ultimately will get married. You'll have grandkids.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to see them as much. So you're going to be home, and the football and the TV, that's going to be your best friend.
Those are going to be your kids.
But my point is, you know, when their life changes and they go to the next stage,
yeah,
you know, maybe on a weekend I'm going to see them and the grandkids.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not watching football
Grandpa
the entire
Bishop.
Weekend.
Like the sound?
I don't know. I was just thinking about it. Yeah, I was pondering life.
All right. It is an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. The MGM National Harbor listener lines. Let's go to Brennan. He's calling in from Winston-Salem. You must be listening on the Odyssey app. We thank you for that. What's up, Brennan?
What's up, gentlemen? How are we doing this
doing
morning?
Doing well. Good morning.
What's going
thank
on?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Who's Wake Forest playing this weekend?
You probably know more than I do.
Actually, I think they're off. They might be off this weekend.
I'm a transplant.
Okay, got you. What's up?
So I'm sure y'all are sick of kind of hearing about the commander's name, but I feel like I've got the name and I'm sleeping on it, and I just got to share it with the world.
Oh, you hold on. You feel like you have the magic new name for the Washington football franchise?
I've got the name.
Right, hold on. Let me give you a short drum
roll. When did it come to you? Was this an epiphany? Did you have a dream? How'd it happen?
You know, I don't know exactly the moment, JP, but, you know, it hit me sometime over the summer, and I've just been listening to all these donks call in and cakes. I'm going to throw you in there.
Yeah.
The gold.
Watch the gold. I loved it. Everybody else
throw it away.
Freaking hated it. Trust me. I bounced it off a lot of people. I didn't have one person liked it. So this is dangerous territory you're going into, Brennan, but go ahead.
All right, well, let me paint a picture for you fellas here.
All right.
We're coming off a bye week. Mm-hmm. It's a Tuesday evening. You know, we're missing football. We're yearning for it. You turn on SportsCenter, the preview and the upcoming week's games, and you hear Sunday night, the Eagles are traveling down 95 to take on the District. Now, let that sink in, and I'll tell you why. The District is the new name for the Washington team.
I like the name if it's just the District.
Hold on, but
are you not throwing in Washington?
It's Washington District?
No, it's the Washington District.
Don't like that.
So it's the Washington District.
It's the Washington District. Anytime you use it talking about whether we're going to play somebody or somebody's coming to play us, you know, the Eagles are coming to play the District. The District is going down south to take on the Cowboys. It sounds like the entire DMV is about to get rowdy. I don't know. It makes it move a little bit down there for me, boys.
You may be the only one. You may be it, my friend.
There's not much going on in Winston-Salem.
I got more.
There's nothing happening in my pants.
It's better than Commanders.
District is better.
I got more.
100% better.
Hold on. You have another?
I got multiple reasons. Come on. I made a list.
Okay.
I got to prepare for this call.
All right.
First, it's just a solid name. It's to the point. It's quick. It's one of those I'm partial to the singular names with the no S.
So I'm not that guy for the most part.
I made an exception
for gold, sure.
It's got the hard D in the front. You know, you can do what you want with that. The versatility of the name, just like the wordplay alone. You know, teams and fans, you know, you don't cross the district line. You know, you do that t-shirts called, you know, it's Districtly Business.
This guy's really thought about it.
Man, you have thought about this.
You put a lot of work into this name.
Hit the Skins could be Districtly Speaking. You know, I mean, come on. It's endless. It's endless. And just think about it. The Eagles traveling down 95 to take on the District. It feels like we're all about to get up and get into a fight.
When are people going to get over it? I don't think they're going to change the name. I know Cakes believes they are. Every year they move down the road, it's going to be less and less likely that they're going to change the name. And let me tell you something.
Thank you, Brennan.
A little under my skin. These petitions, these people grasping with the petitions, they've infected our timeline on Twitter.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
There's a million responses about Chief Blackie or whatever the hell is going on. It's not happening. They're not going back to the Redskins.
No.
Right. And I don't think they're going to change the name from Commanders.
I think they will, but they're taking their sweet time with it. It's not a priority.
There's no urgency.
The number one priority is finding some place to build the stadium.
Right.
That is priority 1 through 10. The name is on the back burner, but I refuse to believe that the Harris Group likes the
name. By the time they make the decision on the stadium, mm-hmm. where they're going to play or build the stadium, that's going to be 6-7 years down the road.
Right.
So they're not going to change the name before they build a new stadium. They might do it simultaneously,
mm-hmm.
but they're not going to change the name in 3 years and then build the stadium in 4 or 5. So I think it's going to take a while. If they do it at all.
I think if they do change the name, it could potentially happen before they move into a new stadium.
I would bet against that.
I think that could it could happen. We'll just have to wait and see. Washington District, I don't know that I'm feeling that much. I appreciate all the work Brendan put into his pitch, to his approach, but it's just not my thing.
I can't believe someone got up at 6 in the morning from Winston-Salem, right next to Wake Forest University, and wanted to talk about changing the name to the district.
He did. That's our guy, Brendan. We appreciate him listening.
He's been calling for a while.
Really?
I told him he had to call back on a Thursday. Usually, I don't put those calls through because they're horrendous. But
right.
He was jacked. He had good presentation.
Sure.
Good caller. So
it works.
And you like the name. You actually
I don't
like
the name, but it's better than Commanders. It's better than Gold.
Well, anything's better than Commanders.
Do you think they're going to move off Commanders? Trap.
No. No.
I don't think so
yes,
either.
Yes, yes, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Valdez, do you think they're going to move off Commanders?
Depends. Like if they go to the Super Bowl this year,
right?
Then all of a sudden there's.
That's a funny joke.
Well, I mean, we're 2 weeks in the season. Anything can happen. Right. They go to the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, because they're definitely good enough.
Win the Super Bowl, uh-huh. It sticks with you.
He has been watching the Orioles on Sundays.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, JP mentioned those that Guardians account on Twitter. It is a virus. You can't like outside. They show up everywhere.
Right.
Every mention, you can't do anything on the Junkies Twitter without thousands of things blocking up everything you're trying to navigate.
It's like the World War Z virus.
Congratulations. You got 90,000 signatures.
Right.
They're still not going to be the Redskins.
No, it's just never going to happen. You just have to, find a new battle. You have to find a new passion. You know? All right. It's a big show on an open line Thursday here on the Junks. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider. We will talk to him coming up at 7:20, and be sure to have your fantasy football questions ready for Dave Richard. He will join us, as he does every Thursday at 8 a.m. We'll do the Junk Sports page when we come back.